Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.co, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted tonight. I have some of my co-hosts who are listening on the line, and they would rather not be named, but I enjoy my co-hosts. I thank so much my family and my friends and all of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. Listen, listen, listen. On tonight, this is the night in which we are going to go to God with our needs and our wants, because we serve a big God. We serve a God who says that you ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find, knock, and the door shall be open. But guess what? We have to go a certain way. We just can't go any kind of way. We have to give up some things. Our heart has to be right. Amen. So we are going to really, really, really get in touch with God, and we're going to let the revelation flow, because God says there's power in the name of Jesus. He says, come out of your grave, he says, and begin to walk. He says, come out of depression and begin to talk. He says, come out of doubts and begin to believe. He says, come out of not having and begin to receive in the name of Jesus. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that we take this very seriously, because God is in the business of healing and delivering and giving you what you need, giving us what we need, and also giving the desires of our heart. That's the type of God we serve. But on tonight, we're going to go over our needs and wants, and then we're going to hear a little bit from God, because God's going to have something to say. Amen. Praise God. And then I just want you to continue to believe in God. That's all you have to do. Continue to believe in God. But guess what? Throughout this journey, and as God begins to disperse his blessings and his overflow, we're going to have to make sacrifices. And God is not talking about giving up something that you have that's tangible. God says it starts with charity, and charity starts with the body. Amen. Charity starts with the heart. God says he's not looking at the things that we have. He's not looking at what we've accomplished. He's not looking at our titles. He says he's looking at the heart. And the heart is very important, because we can fool the world, but we can't fool God. So it's very important that the power of God fall afresh on each and every person. And there are many people on the line from all walks of life, from all statuses of life, right? There are many people on the line. But listen, we have to be in the word and power of God. We have to spend time with God. And no, we wasn't on break, amen, because I was praying to God. And God knows my heart. He knows how I feel. And God and I have a relationship where I can talk to him like I'm speaking to you right now, where I can talk to him like I talk to my parents, like I talk to him like I talk to those who are closest to me. And so it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, God is here. The presence of the Lord is here. He's ready. The question is, are we ready? God has shown up. Are we going to show up? That's the question. And so we need to forget about ourselves. We need to forget about whoever made us mad, who didn't speak, who spoke. We need to forget about all that. Now it is a personal thing, God says. It's a personal thing. We come on this ministry, and we're going to get back on our schedule, praise God. We come on this ministry, and every Monday, God's will, we're going to have our needs and wants. And it's very important. This is a personal thing now. Now, of course, as I said before, we're praying for our family and our friends and ourselves. But this is a very personal thing. And we're going to have to get this heart right, y'all. We're going to have to get our heart right, and that includes everybody. There's nobody that's perfect. There's nobody who has just positive, bubbly thoughts all day long. Because God wants to open up the windows of heaven. But guess what? Some of us are blocking that. It's kind of like a heart blockage. Amen. Because we're so upset. We're so angry. We hate our neighbor. We don't like our neighbor. I mean, it just goes on and on. So if you are serious about accepting and receiving what God has, it's very important that we perform some surgery on our hearts. And when we go through this activity of our needs and wants in just a few minutes, because I'm on fire, I'm telling you, I've been under with God for about 4 or 5 days, and I'm ready. And so it's very important that when we get into the presence of God, we take advantage of that. This is nothing to play with. This is not for entertainment, you know. This is the real deal, Holyfield. When we come praying unto God, it's not for entertainment. When we come and get a word of God, it's not for entertainment. It's to save souls and to save our soul. Not only are we ministering and preaching or teaching to save other souls, but we're going to save our souls too. Hell is real and heaven is real. And it's time to get serious. It's time to perform some heart surgery on our hearts. We can't be accountable for everybody else's heart. That's what God says. He says, but your heart has to be right first. God says it doesn't matter what we have. God has blessed us with a lot. He's not worried about that. He's not worried about our titles. He's not worried about where we came from, what we've been through. God's not worried about all that. He says, I'm concerned about your heart because that's what's going to get us to eternal life. I was just telling somebody that Sunday when I was up giving a message. God is concerned about our hearts, and we're going to have to be genuine. We're going to have to be real. Okay? So let us go ahead and get into the word, because I could talk about that all night, because I'm telling you, I'm on fire for God. I've been on fire for God. Woo! All right. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. I read Psalm 136, 1 through 9. For his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him that who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength where we can make it through this very day, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, as we go through this activity that you have inspired us to have every Monday, but today is Tuesday, we thank you, Lord, and we ask that we continue to be genuine and real, and we continue to allow our hearts and our minds to be set on you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the word. We thank you for just allowing us to spend time with you, Lord, in meditation and prayer. And we ask that our hearts continue to be something that is acceptable in your sight, Lord. We ask, would you bless each person who's listening on this line? Would you bless their hearts in a major way, Lord, and whatever door that you have for them, Lord? We ask, Lord, whatever blockage it is, Lord, would you unblock it, Lord? Whatever it is in our hearts that's not right, would you take it out, Heavenly Father, where we will be able to receive what you have for us in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for all 100 and more individuals on the line and those who are listening, Lord Jesus, by the link, Heavenly Father. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to let this word permeate all over this land and country, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus that everything that we do be genuine. And we ask that you give us a heart check and you perform surgery on our hearts, Lord. If there's anything not like you, Lord, before we finish this activity or before we begin this activity, Lord, we ask that you remove it in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for blessing us and giving us what we don't even deserve. And we ask, Lord, will we continue to be a blessing to others, Lord? And whatever you bless us with, Lord, we'll be satisfied. Then, Lord, as we relinquish this particular prayer, but we're never relinquished out of your sight, we ask, would you give us somewhere, anywhere in your kingdom? This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen, and thank God. Amen. Now, we're getting ready to prepare, get into the very presence of God. And as I was preparing this particular lesson, the Lord put a beautiful song in my ears. And I heard this song from afar, and I wanted to know who the artist was. And I played this song before, but her name is Miss Sandra Crouch, and she's singing Completely Yes. And before we get started with this particular song, I want you to first of all get a sheet of paper and a pencil. We're not going to play these mind games where you think about it, because God says write the vision and make it plain, and I'm telling you it works. God says write the vision and make it plain, then begin to walk that thing out, and I guarantee you that God will do the rest. I guarantee you, I'm a living witness. But listen, before this song plays, Completely Yes, we are going to have to make up our minds that we're going to say yes to whatever God has for us. We're going to have to be willing to accept God's favor and his grace and his blessings. And we have to have the attitude of, any way you bless me, Lord, I will be satisfied. The Lord says that he will provide all that we need. He's going to make a way out of no way. He's going to make the impossible possible. But we as believers, as people, and even those who are not believers, God says, is in this particular will, the will of God. And God says that you too, even if you don't believe in God, can receive, and you can receive a sample of what God can do, because there is no secret. It's not a secret. We're not keeping this a secret. This God has blessed his word and his ministry to go nationwide, so it's not a secret what God can do. And what he's done for others, if you trust and believe in him, he can do the same thing for you. And we're not talking about comparison or a contest, God says. He says whatever's in your will, that's what you will get. That's what you will receive. And so you have to have your hands up, pointed towards heaven, and you have to be ready to receive what God has and what he wants to give. But I want us to listen to Miss Sandra Crouch, Completely Yes. We're going to have to say completely yes. We can't straddle the fence and want to accept God's favor and grace on Sunday, and then on Monday we don't even know who God is because of our actions or our hearts. And so it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that we have surgery tonight, because God says he's getting ready to open some doors that no man can close. And what you need to understand, what we need to understand, is God is in control of everything. God is in control. He says, I'm in control of the churches. I'm in control of the businesses. I'm in control of the radio stations. He's in control of us. He's in control of our lives. He says, so whatever we are on earth will be loosed in heaven. He says, he looks at our hearts. He says, our hearts can be either rich or poor. And he talks about the poor spirit, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But the revelation of God is coming up on me. But we're going to talk about that a little bit later. The poor in spirit, the poor in heart. God says our hearts must be maintained, must be healthy, in order for us to continue to have a healthy relationship with not only God, he says, but with this world, because sometimes the world doesn't know who God is. So we can't worry about our neighbors who may not know God, right? God says that we are our brother's keeper, and so therefore we are supposed to, what, pray for our brothers and sisters. And what I mean by don't worry about it, God says it's none of our business. He says we ought to pray for each and every person. It doesn't matter whether they love God or not. Our job is to pray. No discretion of persons. No discretion. No discretion of persons. God says our job is to love each and every one of our brothers and sisters, no matter what. Amen. So we're going to listen to Miss Sandra Crouch, Completely Yes. Completely Yes. You're listening. FreeTheLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with the love. After this song, we're going to go into the presence of God. And I want you to write down your needs on the left side and your wants on the right side. Thank you. Andrew Krauss, completely yes. Amen. And that's what we're going to give God tonight, a complete yes. We have to be decisive. We can't be indecisive. We have to be fully committed unto our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There's not going to be one road that's going to be easy, right? As a matter of fact, nobody told us that the road was going to be easy. That's what we spoke on Sunday, God's will. But we have to give God a yes so that God can work with us. God's not going to force us. He's not going to coerce us. He's not going to do any of that. Amen. God is going to open up the windows. He's going to give us the opportunities that we must accept or reject. It's kind of like when you're coming up for the benediction. Amen. So let us begin to prepare to get into the very presence of God. God is already here. He was here before I came here. Praise God. But let's get into the presence of God, and let's really accomplish what God has set out for us to do. Amen. We need to forget about ourselves. We need to forget about anything that happened today that wasn't positive. Whatever it is that made us mad, or whatever our hearts are feeling right now, we need to forget about it. Amen. And we need to give it unto God. And so what I'm doing right now is I'm getting the music ready, and I'm setting the tone here for us, getting the music ready. And we're going to listen to I Love You, Lord, today. Amen. This is the piano instrumental by Mr. Deputy Keys. And we're going to, if you have not already, put your wants on the left side and your needs on the right side. All right, we're going to have two columns here. Now, under your wants, I want you to put, this is what I want you to put, family. Friends. Friends is anyone who is not kin to you. And I want you to put yourself. And God is saying, put your name. Amen. Praise God. Put your name. Don't just put myself. Put your name. And then on the needs part, I want you to put sacrifice. I want you to put sacrifice. God says a sacrifice is not a tangible thing. When we talk about the spiritual realm of sacrifice, he says he only wants to deal with the heart. And so God says on our needs, he said there's a blockage. God wants us to, when we talk about the heart, I want us to really examine our hearts. Just look at today. Look at yesterday. God says we don't have to go back to the past. Examine our hearts and ask ourselves, do we really love our neighbor? Are we really doing everything we can for our family? Are we really doing everything we can for the best interest of the people that cross our paths on a daily basis? Are we really doing the best we can? And when we look at our hearts, we're not looking at our neighbors, right? Nobody's perfect. It doesn't matter if you're a preacher, a preacher's kid, a prophet. It doesn't matter. Nobody's perfect. Nobody. Don't look at anybody else, right? I'm talking about your heart. I'm talking about my heart. What sacrifices are we going to make? And that's between you and God. That's not anything you have to share with man, because man can't take whatever it is out of your heart. Just like the only person that can stop a blockage is a doctor, a licensed doctor. So God, Dr. Jesus is going to take out whatever is in our heart that's not like him. Is that right? But guess what? God says that, of course, we can be purified. And I'm speaking from the voice of God. We can be purified. Our hearts can be purified. He says, but then it can become tainted again. That means a blockage can come back again. So God says you have to stay. We have to stay in prayer. We have to stay under with God. We have to continuously pray on a daily basis, in season and out of season. And so God says prayer is essential once this surgery is performed and once it's over. He says it's very essential. So let us be mindful. And notice that this is very strategic. God says that when a physician performs surgery, that physician has to be very strategic in his or her procedures, because if you hit one wrong artery or vein, they're out of here. And so this is how serious this is, ladies and gentlemen. This is nothing to play with. This is for real. We're in the presence of God at this particular time. We must examine our hearts. We can fool our neighbors. We can fool everybody in this world. That goes for the anointed, unanointed, everybody. You can fool people all you want, but we can't fool God. And so it's very important. God knows. That's why it's very important that when we go through our wants and needs that we take it to God. Why? Because God is the only one that can fix our hearts. There is nobody on earth here that can fix our hearts. They can give us a bandage temporarily, but nobody but God can fix our hearts. So God says that, yeah, we're going to be purified. He says, but we need to be under and in prayer because it's very easy for our hearts to become blocked, for the order, you know, for the blood to be blocked again in our hearts. And we're talking about the blood of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. We're not talking about anything with medical, but that's just an analogy that God is showing me right now. So we're going to have to really, really, really get serious about this. So here we go. I want to read to you in my journal. I'm on page like 10 or 11 here. But the verse that I'm looking at in my journal is Philippians 4 and 8. It says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. That means basically think on the good things. God is good. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. So let us go ahead for about 6 minutes or so. We are going to listen to Mr. Keys. We're going to concentrate, remember, on our wants. We're looking out for our family and our friends, and then, of course, ourselves. Remember to put your name. God is showing me here on our wants. You know, we have two columns put on our wants, and this is very strategic. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Under the W, write family. Then skip a space on that same line right beside family. Because what's going to happen is you're going to have, okay, the big picture, God says, is wants and needs, right? That's two columns. Then under the wants, you're going to have three columns. So you're going to have family, you're going to have friends, and you're going to have yourself. Because God says he wants this very strategic. Everything shouldn't be mixed in together, God says, because when God blesses, amen, he says he blesses individually and as a group, and we're covering both. What is the big picture? There's something that we want. There's some healing that needs to take place. There's some unity that needs to take place. There's some just breakthroughs that need to take place. He says then when we look at our needs, God is speaking, praise God. He says we want to look at our heart. He says not only the heart, he says the mind dictates to the heart what to do. And he said he want to look at our hands. He want to look at our hands. He says these three things. He says, he shows me this verse. Hey, man, the revelation is strong, y'all. I've been under with God a long time, and I have to get it all out here. All right. When we look at the needs, you know, you still have those three columns, the heart, the mind, and the hands. God says charity starts at home. He says faith, hope, and love. He says of these three, the greatest is love or charity. So he talks about the heart. So under the heart, put love. Under the mind, he talks about having faith because this world plays tricks on us. Then he talks about the hands of hope. He talks about prayer. Very important, ladies and gentlemen, as God has given this to me. So when we look at the heart and our needs, let's focus on love. And let's look at what we need in our heart in order to obtain love from even the unlovable or those who are hard to love. Everybody's our brothers and sisters in Christ. When we look at the mind, what are we thinking about somebody? Do we even know who that person is? Are we forming perceptions before we even know that person? That's what God is saying. He says, because if we are, then there's no way that our heart can go through surgery. Do you hear what I'm saying? Then he talks about the hands. He says the hands should always be in prayer. Everything that you touch, you should be touching to serve. He says your hands should be free from bloodshed. Your hands should be free from abusing somebody. Your hands should be free from shutting the door in somebody's face. Your hands must be free in order to receive, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm getting excited. So, the heart, we focusing on love. He says, of these three, put a star. He says, the greatest is love. And we're talking about the emotion, love. That's what we're talking about. Then he says, the mind. He says, that's faith. Right? Things happen in life, let's be honest, that causes us to doubt God, that causes us to doubt what God can do. The impossible becomes possible. He says, but we must have faith. Faith must be married to our minds. They must be intertwined. You can't have a stable mind without having faith, because we're going to face the storms of life. We're going to face people who don't know God. But we must keep the faith. Then he talk about the hands, the hope in our hands. He says, you keep working, you keep serving. Doesn't matter about the naysayers, what they say. Keep working for God. Keep preaching the word. You have two members in your church. Keep preaching. Preach the word of God. Pray. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. Whew. All right. I'm telling you, this is serious, because God's getting ready to do some great things, and I don't want nobody to miss out. All right. So here we go. So with your wants, you have family, friends, and yourself. Put your name there. Then you have your needs. You have your heart, your mind, and your hands. What are you going to do with those things? Amen? Amen. Get ready to play the music. Even if I stop and you're still going, keep going. Because the Spirit may have told you to write more. The Spirit may have told me to write more. I don't know. But then God's going to give us some encouraging things, and then I'm going to bid you good night. I'm going to give you the announcements and things of that nature. You're listening to the AfraidToLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with the love. Amen. That was I Love You, Lord, Today by Mr. Keys. Now listen, I want you to take notice before we get into anything else. I want you to take notice as the music is playing of our wants and needs. And what happens as God is revealing is that the focus turns on the inner man, the inner woman. It no longer is focused on these things of the world, because God says those things will be added. But he says that there's something about heart surgery that changes us forever. There's something about being able to pray without asking God for anything materialistic, but thanking God for everything. Thanking God for healing. Thanking God for deliverance. Thanking God for setting us free. Thanking God for the blessings and the careers and the opportunities and the doors. And so with this particular way that God has orchestrated, God says it's no more focusing on all of these tangible things, but it's more focusing on eternal life. Because God says throughout this world, he says we're going to have many victories and we're going to have many defeats. But he says even in our defeats, he says we're victorious because we made it through. And it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that on a daily basis, we continue to pray unto God. We continue to believe in God. Because God is the source of everything. Doesn't matter how rich we are, how poor we are, what we have and what we don't have, what our titles are. God says that we all have life and death. That's the thing we have in common. So it's very important that when we come on this ministry, or even when you're on other ministries, or you're in your private home, or you're at your church, that we be sincere in everything that we do, that we give God our very best, and that with our hearts, and this is everybody, it doesn't matter if you minister, it doesn't matter if you come from a ministerial family, it doesn't matter if you're a regular person, it doesn't matter if you're a prophet, whatever you are. God says we all need surgery. It doesn't matter who you are. Because at some point, we have thought something, or we have something in our heart that's not like God. And it's time for us to surrender that, whatever it is. And guess what? God said we don't have to surrender it at once. He says, because it's hard. And we're humans. He says, but with him, everything is possible. Do you hear what I said? I said, everything is possible. There's nothing impossible. I've shared my dreams with God. I've shared the doors that I want to be able to walk through. And God says, believe, and you shall receive. And God proved it. And not only did he prove it one time, but he proved it many times. And he's still proving it. And God doesn't have to prove anything to me, but that's the type of God we serve. He says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And there's somebody right now, to be very honest, listening that, you believe in God, but you really don't, because there's been so many defeats. But guess what? God says your victory is coming. And you are victorious because you made it through. So it matters not of the defeats, because that's life. God says that if we had everything handed to us on a silver platter, we wouldn't know how to really thank you. Right? So it's very important that when we go over this activity, we take out all the tangible things, the homes, the cars, career. We take out all that. God says all that will be added. He says, but we need to perform surgery, and we're going to perform surgery for about 6 or 7 weeks on this particular ministry of our hearts, because some of our hearts not right. And if we say that our heart is perfect shape, if we was to meet the king right now, it would be a story. There's something in our hearts that's blocking us. There's something in our hearts that shouldn't be there, that's there. And so when we look at our wants and needs, for instance, when we talk about our heart, Lord, we need forgiveness. Lord, we need love. Anything that's not pleasing unto you, remove it from our hearts. We talk about the mind, for instance, the needs. Give us strength, Lord. Prayer. Give us supplication. Give us experiences, Lord, where our faith will be exercised and come stronger. And God will take us through those particular areas, and he will make us stronger. And then we talk about our hands. Say, Lord, everything that I touch, I want it to be a success because of you. Everything that I do, I want to serve. If these hands were equipped to heal, I want them to be turned on so that we can begin healing in the name of Jesus. If my hands need restoration, I need that to happen, Lord. That's the type of needs that we're talking about. Because charity starts at home, and we have faith, hope, and love. We have the mind, we have the hands, and the heart. And the question is, what do we do with that on a daily basis? If God was to take us right now, what would our mind be thinking? Where would our hearts be? And what would our hands be doing? I was looking as the music is playing, and it's going to play in a few minutes. I was looking and I was reading about a young lady who lost her life today, and her son was shot, and this happened in Baltimore. Bless him. We never know what's on the horizon. We never know what's out there. That's why we must always remain covered with prayer. That's why before you even leave your home, you pray unto God. It's very important. And as the Lord is speaking, it does not matter whether you believe in God or not. That doesn't matter. What matters is that you immediately receive surgery on your heart. And you can come right on this ministry and be in the comfort of your home and receive that. Or you can go to church, or you can receive it anywhere. But I'm just telling you that the door is open here. It's always open on this ministry. Always. And so, as we begin to close this particular session, this is also a good time to reflect on all of the good things God has done and the things he's going to do. God has been, I was telling somebody, and I told somebody on Facebook, God has been good to me and my family, and he continues to be good. And some of the things that God rolls out and brings out, I don't even deserve it, but because of who he is, God sees beyond all of that, and he still supplies. He says, I will supply your needs, and he's come through every time. And so it's very important that we continue to establish a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Talk to him sometime if you don't. And I mean, when you're in your bed, and that's when I talk to God, when I'm in my bed, and it's just God and I talk to God, and everything's all right. You know, we can talk to God anytime, but I choose to speak to him at night in the bed. And so I want you to know that God is here, and he's ready to bless. We're ready to just, you know, do some great things. And so we have to continue to serve God. We have to continue to be like God. Okay? I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I have a few announcements to make. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com or AlfredaLoveShow.com and click on number one, Love Radio. Be sure to do that. Be sure to do that. All right? Also, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please, 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 Facebook Alfreda Love at Alfreda Love, or DR, Alfreda Love, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AlfredaLoveShow.com. Love to have you. So remember, gospel artists, writers, authors, promoters, actors, actresses, anyone with a positive message, please be sure to email me. Now listen, I have on my LinkedIn account, I have about, oh my gosh, 50 invitations. Listen, I was in meditation for the past 4 days, and so I'm going to get to you tonight, actually. I am going to respond to you tonight. Most of you, I need you on my ministry. I need some interviews from you. So if you're on my LinkedIn and you're wanting to connect, yes, I'm going to connect with you. I have just been off of social media a little bit because I've been praying unto God and things of that nature, but I'm back. And it's going to happen again, just know that you are very important, and I am going to respond to you momentarily, okay? All right. Be sure to continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Be very specific. Call them by name. You know who your family members are. Call them by name. You might as well. And whatever they need, if they need healing, you know, if their hearts need to be healed physically, then pray for their hearts. Pray for all the organs in their hearts. Pray for everything in their hearts. If they need, deliverance, whatever it is, just pray for your family members. And don't forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. As I said before, there's many different things going on in this world. And some of them are attractive and some are not. We want to continue to uplift all of those who are in bereavement. However, those individuals passed away, we want to continue to uplift. That's what the Alfreda Love Show is all about. And my name is not love for nothing. Amen. Because God is love. And also, I love, love, love to pray. And I believe in prayer. And so we want to make sure that we keep everyone lifted up in prayer, especially those who are in bereavement. We want to pray for the peace of this world. We want to pray for the president. We want to pray for those who are running. And we're talking about all parties. Prayer does not have any type of discretion or picks. Everybody needs prayer. We want to pray for this nation. We want to pray for just the hands of the enemy. We want to pray for those who just are vulnerable. We want to pray for everybody. And so if we pray for everybody and keep everybody lifted, guess what? We'll have more peace in this world. And if we continue to focus on our needs and wants and focus on our hearts and continue with this surgery process and go through with it, God will continue to elevate us. And when I say elevate, ladies and gentlemen, I want to be very clear, first of all. We talk about elevation of the spirit. We're talking about God give you those impossible things, those things that seem impossible. We're not talking about, and this is nothing man can do. You know, we get promotions and we get elevated, but God can elevate us, and he has power, right? Stuff that seems impossible, he can elevate us. So let's just keep that in mind. But it's very important that we continue to pray for each and every person, including ourselves, because we get weak sometimes. And one of the things that's on the needs list here, we talk about the strength of the mind. It's very important that you have a strong mind. I was listening to a presentation about self-esteem, a little bit about self-esteem. One of the things that God says, he says, I didn't give you the spirit of fear. He doesn't mean the spirit of just being outlandish and saying whatever you want to say. But he says, I didn't give you the spirit of fear, right? He says, so therefore, when we go boldly in the word of God. We go boldly in righteousness, just like we bold different words, right, to put emphasis on it. Well, the word of God should be bold in our hearts, and that's why we're under right now, starting today, right, we are in the process of having surgery, and we're talking about spiritual surgery. So don't tell somebody, oh, I'm having surgery, because they'll get all, oh, my gosh, no. We're talking about spiritual surgery. And this is a six-week process, and all of us are going through it. We're going through it together. Because guess what? Every person who's listening, including myself, there's something in our hearts, whatever it is, that shouldn't be. If anybody tell you my heart is white as snow, it's not true. It's not true. And we want to optimize. God is opening up doors, even with our hearts. He's opening up doors, right? But God want to open up more. He want to do some big things in our lives. And we got to be ready. And our hearts have to be right. So we're starting this process. And so we're going to see the results because God's going to do it. Amen. He's already did it for some of us. He's going to do it. He's going to do it again and again. All right? Okay. So where was I at? Okay. So be sure to continue to pray. It's very important. Also, there are a couple of sites I want you to check out. Go to alfreda.hubpages.com. alfreda.hubpages.com. I have not been on this page in a while, and I need to write some articles. What y'all think? Okay. So if you go to this page, you'll just see some articles. Be sure to read them. Check them out. Let me know what you think. Things of that nature, okay? All right. If you go to stellargospelmusic.com and you go to homepage, and this we have a lot of new individuals, so I'm going to go over it real quick. Welcome. I welcome you to the stellargospelmusic.com. This is going to actually be the hub for the gospel station, and this is still a work in progress, okay? Now then, this survey will be turned in, God's will, on next week, all right? And so what are the biggest issues in 2017 for the political presidential nominations? And here are some questions. Please be sure to email me and let me know, all right? All right, so please be sure to check that out. Okay, now then, you see a couple of pictures. If you want your picture up here, then just email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. But here's some new gospel music projects in 2016, and I have them on my other page. I will share it with you. But to inform the AfridaLoveShow.com of any new releases, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Let me say it again because y'all might want to bring out that E and it's just L-O-V-E. So it's emonya_love@yahoo.com with the artist, the album title, label, and release date. We still have Sister Yolanda Adams. Remember to check out her coffee. It's not new, but she just rolled it out this year. Be sure to check it out. It's healthy. If you know Miss Adams, you know that she's very healthy. So check out her coffee, okay? Then we have Pastor Winans. God is doing some great things in his life. Of course, we need to really look at these shows here. These are shows from April, and we're going to catch up. But if you're in Dallas, if you're up the street in Dallas, please be sure to support Miss Cassandra. She's been on The Voice. She does a lot of things in the Dallas area. Be sure if she has an event, check her out. She has a beautiful voice. Matter of fact, one of her songs is on my station here. But she has a beautiful voice. I was able to interview her on the AfridaLoveShow.com, and this is the interview. So check her out. Support her. Then we have Miss Solomon. Don't forget about Miss Solomon. She's in Grand Prairie. I mean, she's doing some great things. Matter of fact, she has a program where she picks up kids or her staff picks up kids. And I mean, they just have a great program. So listen to the interview. Connect with her if you're in the Grand Prairie area. If you want to be one of her sponsors, donors, then get with her and, you know, let her know how you want to assist. All right. Stella Gospel Music Magazine. Listen, we are forming the link for this magazine. Be sure to check it out. I'm telling you. Be sure to check it out. It has some great things in there. All right. Then, of course, we have Pastor Kim Burrell. Her show is not new anymore. Amen. Praise God. KTSU 90.9 FM, Bridging the Gap with Kim Burrell. Pastor Kim Burrell. Listen, be sure to check her out. Pastor Burrell has been to Waco numerous of times giving workshops, and we know that this sister can sing, and she's very talented. Kim Burrell, look, be sure to check her out. If you are in Houston, if you're in Houston, attend a church, Love and Liberty Fellowship. Be sure to attend her church. She's in Houston. She's right up the street, down the road and around the corner, Houston, Texas. Praise God. Now, listen, I have a couple of plays, Friday's Kinfolk and some other plays. If you want to, at your leisure, check out some of the pictures and the things of that nature. And if you're looking for, you know, some scripts or a script writer, then whoop, here I am. All right? And we have some great people who's in that act. Then if you have events, media, interviews, speaking of promoting, then just email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Then, of course, AfritaLoveShow.com television. I had the opportunity to speak at Greater Bible Way, where we have the Pastor Lee. She gave me that opportunity to do so, and I want to thank my auntie, who also invited me over to that church, a very just uplifting church, a great church, Greater Bible Way in North Waco. It was excellent. I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed the members and the people, and I thank them for extending their hands and their hearts to listen to what God has given unto me. And if you're in that area, if you're in North Waco, listen. If you're in North Waco, then there's Pastor Lee's church. Be sure, Greater Bible Way. Be sure to, and I'm going to put this on my website, but be sure to visit her church. It's excellent. I'm telling you, it's excellent. Has excellent people in there, and of course, excellent ministers all over. All right. If you want to connect with me, you can go to Facebook, Afrita Love, Facebook, Dr. Afrita Emmanuel Love, Facebook, Afrita Emmanuel Love, Instagram, Afrita Love, or LinkedIn, Afrita Love. If you want to advertise your church, you can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Now, listen, I've been speaking about churches, but if you're close to Baylor, if you're coming off of I-35, if you're going to Dallas, Fort Worth, or any other place, Houston, listen, if you're going to Freddy's, you know, that's a restaurant right across, Long John Silver, Chick-fil-A in South Waco, if you're going to McAllister's, if you're going to Exxon, if you're going to Cruise Drive-In, then stop by the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is the pastor. This is a church where family is more than a word. It's right off the highway. You can't miss it. Right? If you're going to Hillsboro, it's on the left. If you're going to San Antonio, it's on the right. Just take the exit. All right? So be sure to attend, visit Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church. I've been there. God has blessed me for 37 years. I'm telling you. And so please be sure to check out the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. I have a little video for you right there, tell you a little bit about our members and, you know, when our church turned 100 and all that great stuff. Praise God. All right, about us. What about us? This is an international radio station because God made it international. His word made it. I have nothing to do with it. I'm just overseer. God is doing all this. I've had the opportunity through God to interview many leaders, speakers, gospel artists, and community leaders. All right, so please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com if you would like to be on the AfritaLoveShow.com. Right here is a makeup of different interviews that I've had with many different individuals. So if you want to know the format of this particular ministry, then this is the format. But most of the time, all of the time, it's always going to be an introductory song, followed by I'm going to welcome you. Then after I welcome you, then we're going to have scripture, then we're going to have prayer, then I'm going to have either the introduction of the guest and then questions, or I will speak and it will be praying with love and power, things of that nature. So that's pretty much the format. So there you go. Contact us. This is contact form, name, email, subject, and message, submit button, okay? Services, what do I offer? All right, of course, it's a radio station. We have books, speaking, we have blogs and things of that nature. Events around the world. Here are some of the events that's coming up, September 11th. And, of course, there are many other events. Now, listen, if you need any of our services, just email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. We're going to have a line, a brand pretty soon. Also, we're going to have a couple of projects pretty soon, so please be sure to check us out. As I said before, if you want to contact me for sponsorships or anything, then just email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right. Now, let's go to AfritaLoveShow.com. AfritaLoveShow.com. All right. This is the big radio station. You see many gospel artists. Woo! All right. You see many different gospel artists, movie stars, things of that nature, okay? Many different events I've attended. All right. So here's the homepage. New gospel music from artist Miss Joyce Sorrell, Miss Angela Bennett. She's right up the street around the corner. And then we have Miss Trish Stanley. All right. We're booking featured artist Miss Joyce Sorrell. She's in California. So be sure, if you want to book her, I'm telling you, she is a great gospel artist, then email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. And also, Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She is another legend in the gospel industry. If you want to book these two ladies, email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right, ourfreetoloveshow.com is an outlet for conversation with people all over the world. Gospel music and most of all communicating about different events. And we want to capture the most interesting events and things of that nature. So if you have any stories, events, artists, publicists, photographers, if you need any of those services, just email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can go to ourfreetoloveshow.com and email me. All right, then we have fashion and makeup. Here are three ladies here. Be sure to click on their websites and check out all three of these ladies, and here are some of their works. All right, be sure to do that. For event planners, listen. Any type of booking requests for those gospel artists, be sure to let me know. And then, of course, guest on the radio show. If you'd like to be on the show, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Then building a brand. We are, like, way into this online online class, so be sure to join us, okay? Speaker showcase, if you need a speaker on anything, then you have two speakers, but our speakers bureau is growing. Gospel legend, there's gospel legend Yolanda Adams. We're going to have some things about her, as well as Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. Community journalist, listen. Miss Joy Reed, MSNBC. Did y'all see her on television? I'm telling you, she is excellent. Connect with her, Miss Joy Reed. Connect with her. Then we have Daily Beast, Miss Goldie Taylor. She's out of Atlanta. Then, of course, you have our freetoloveshow.com with Dr. Love. Oh, okay. Yes. So be sure to connect with these three ladies. Thank you so much. Then here's our authors list. We need to add some books. Praise God. Then, of course, health. We're going to talk a little bit about health as well. We're getting back on track with the ourfreetoloveshow.com. We are going to have some moments in which we pray unto God and things of that nature just individually. But we are back. Amen. Praise God. And I want you to enjoy. Be sure to enjoy the ourfreetoloveshow.com. Now, listen, God is going to do some great things. And when God does some great things in your life, praise God. Thank God for everything that he is doing for you. Did you hear what I said? Praise God for everything that he is doing for you, because God does not have to do anything for us. But because we serve a true and living, did you hear what I said? A true and living God. God is not dead. He's alive. Because we serve a true and living God, right, everything's going to be okay. All right? Okay. So, without further ado, all right, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them with a smile that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, we're going to have praying with love and power. Remember to come back. Which is tomorrow, be sure to take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love of the AfreetaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. Good night, everybody.